Hi everybody, my name is Vladimir Milev and I'm working on data visualization components in Telerik. We're doing some pretty exciting...
And I'm Todd Anglin from Telerik, Telerik's chief evangelist, and I'm going to be here with Vlad today as we take a look at Telerik's brand new WPF charting engages engine. And Vlad's actually from the product team working on this, so I'm going to let him drive the demos today. So Vlad, if you could, why don't you show us some of the cool stuff you're doing for WPF and data visualization.
Okay, let's start with the chart. It's a pretty standard WPF component. You see the animations, rich styling. We got most of the regular chart types. We have financial charts, we have bubbles. You can see we're doing some nice reflections and with the visual brush here. We also have area charts and so on. It's an interesting thing is we are doing a lot of nice data binding to all kinds of sources.
So we've got this list here. We had array list, business objects.
Business objects, everything. It's dynamic. It also supports notification of updates from the data source, and it's updated real time. There's a lot of effort put into customization of this product. So, for example, you see the bar chart, how it's now, but you could easily swap out the template. So what you see here is actually standard WPF button controls with their content property bound to the actual data point we're showing off in the chart. So you see it's really a kind of a plug-and-play architecture. You can change appearance very easily. We're also doing some efforts to make all the main components of the chart pluggable. So we have the legends, there are separate controls. We have the areas, the titles, and so on. So we can easily actually, these are a couple of chart pieces placed in a standard WPF grid control, and you can do all the layout yourself, and it's real easy.
You
can.
So you don't have to have a legend for every chart. You have the flexibility of multiple charts and a single legend and all that.
Yes, you can actually bind two or three chart areas to a chart, and they talk to each other, and everything happens, we take care of everything behind the scenes. Cool. So you can also, there's rich access, for example, customization. You can turn stuff off and on.
I should show some of the cool 3D.
Some of the 3D actually is real cool. We have real-time 3D, nice lightning effects. We have drawing labels in 2D. This is the most natural way to perceive them.
I love it when you rotate this. Watch those labels. They stay readable. The labels actually angle, so they remain readable.
They actually follow the 3D positions, and if you spin it a little bit, they disappear because they're no longer visible, but they do stay 2D, so it's really easy to read them. We have some nice primitive 3D primitives here. You can update in real time, change their shape. Actually, this is a lot of effort, as I said, put into customization of the stuff we have. You can pretty much achieve any kind of shape using the bar.
We've got all the chart types for 3D as well, right? So we got area, static area down here as well.
Yes, so we got all that stuff. You can go on, rotate, you can zoom in, you can zoom out, whatever. It's
you might get really custom, right? You can even define your own models.
Oh, yes. We have here we have an example of a star model exported from 3D Studio Max, which is you just replace that, and the chart control takes care of layout, transforms, and so on. You just place your model, and it's already working.
So let's take one last look at the visualization. Let's just show them those WPF gauges and show them what we're doing there.
We also doing some work with gauge controls. These are pretty much standard gauge controls you have. You can change some properties here, for example, and so on. It's pretty much a radio gauge. You can change tick, offsets, counts.
Very customizable. Lengths,
very customizable. There are some cool demos of those. You can have a thermometer, you can do with a linear gauge, you can even do some frequency diagrams. And
you can change the theme and blend?
Yes, you can change the theme and blend. It's as customizable as Silver White customization is actually supported right now in Blend.
Yeah, so the cool thing here is that not only do these work in WPF, but we're also shipping these next week for Silverlight too. So everything you see in the or in the gauges, you can do in Silverlight
and
as well.
It's actually shared code. Most of it is shared code, so the API is same across the board, and it will be easy for developers doing WPF stuff. It will be easy for them to shift to Silverlight and vice versa. So it's pretty much common.
So that's what we're doing in our new WPF Silverlight visualization. Hope you guys like it, and hope you enjoy the rest of the PDC updates.
All right.